Dictation for Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Earl, E-A-R-L, May 4, 42, address as a letter, Dr. Power, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow-up for Earl, advanced renal failure, underlying COPD, history of right-sided lung cancer, last visit December. There was left-sided back pain without radiation that has improved, no compromise of bowel or urine, stable dyspnea, resting or activity, uses oxygen 2 liters at night, denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, has a left-sided AV fistula, does have Stilling syndrome with weakness, coldness, discolor of the fingers, but no gangrene or ulcers. Other review system done, medication list review. I'm going to highlight vitamin D125, Coric, Lasix, ACE inhibitors, bicarbonate replacement. On physical exam, looks frail, very pleasant, minor dyspnea, blood pressure 117/49, stable weight or few pounds down, COPD abnormalities, no gross JVD, no pericardial rap, large AV fistula left-sided brachial area, discolor of the fingers and weakness on the left side, no gangrene, no ascites, no major edema, there is muscle wasting, looks frail, non-focal, normal speech, soft. Next paragraph, chemistry is in March, creatinine 3.0, stable for a GFR of 20, stage 4, normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, hematocrit 32. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, AV fistula open, Stilling syndrome, no immediate indication for dialysis. The fistula could be banded to improve hand symptoms. At this moment, he's not interested. He's aware of potential gangrene, blood pressure in the low side, underlying COPD, emphysema, lung cancer, anemia, EPO. Our goal is to keep hematocrit above 30, continue bicarbonate replacement, continue present blood pressure medications, continue vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Other chemistry is stable, monthly blood test, come back in 3 months.